The other day I was reading this shit. And it was talking about how white people
yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up.
But still, there's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling there. I'm just crumbling there.
Well, happy, happy new year. It's a whole new year. So, yeah, bring it down a little bit more. The music in the back right there. Well, everybody, happy new year. Man, we're back. Herbbox, me, the awesome foursome duo, L is here. You gonna say what's up, man?
Happy New Year 2017. Welcome, welcome back. Herbbox.com if y'all trying to get your future mark.
Exactly. Going on, man. A lot of big things, man. You know, I hear everybody out there, you know, new year, new me, and all that stuff. Congratulations for everybody. You know, hope you stay whatever goals you have, you set, and you strive to do the best that you can at all times. Well, man, you know, we see, I'm not quite sure everybody knows, you know, now everybody's on pins and needles wondering, well, what's going to happen now that Donald Trump is the president, Obama leaving, what would this, his new administrative team that Donald Trump has put in for as the cannabis, you know, what will go on, will he, you know, listen. Calm down. Just chill. Because of the simple fact, you know, I govern myself. I'm gonna govern me. That's the first thing. You know? And with that being said, I have my things that I live by and I abide by, you know, for myself. Okay? So whether you are because you can't say on one hand. Now, check this out, L. You'll have a lot of people say, now, they're going to smoke weed regardless, right? Okay? Yeah. They're going to smoke weed regardless, but then they was like, well, I don't know about, you know, should I grow it in my backyard? But, I mean, you got one plant, you got vegetables, why not? Well, it's against, you smoking, you're already breaking the law by smoking this and buying this shit from somebody. Why even do that? Waste that time if you trying to drive with it or even have somebody come to the house. You have a little plant yourself. I don't understand.
Yeah.
On one, you don't want to break this law, but on the other one, fuck, you going to do possession. Possession to possession is the same thing whether you're growing or whether you're buying it. Seems to me, a seed don't cost that much. Your water and, you know, you get to really know the plant and have more little pride into it and know where it comes from compared to you just going to the dope house or going to have your weed man coming by. That don't make no sense to me. But again, I have my own thing to govern, my own thing to do. Nervbox, and I hope you have yours and whatever works best for you. I was talking to a young girl the other day. Yeah, she does, she's an artist, right? You know, she does artwork and whatnot. She's into yoga and everything. Okay. And I just said, hey, you know what? Be dope. You're an artist. You know how you have those art classes where bring your own wine and, you know, drink and draw all that stuff. You kind of can do some art classes while you drink some wine. Have you seen those?
Yeah. Right.
And I told her, I said, yo, why don't you do it for cannabis? She's like, oh, no, we're not in the state that can do that. And I was like, the fuck, you're not smoking it, they smoking it. You used to say, I'm opening it if you want to bring some wine and other activity, recreational goods, you may. So if the police bust in, you be like, you don't arrest me, arrest that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's on his own. I don't know. I might do it myself. Fuck, I might start a damn drawing and smoking class.
Let me find out.
I mean, you know what I mean? I'm gonna listen. I need y'all to draw the sunset the way you. You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to say. Right, just trying to do it. Well, it's coming up new. We're going to try to do something new for Herbox and everybody. And, you know, try new segments. The news, really, I mean, it's really right now, man. Everything is so... I've been reading a lot, and it's the same old news. Nobody is really... You don't know what's fake news and what's real news now.
Wow.
I mean, now you do not, because... There's people that's making money off of doing the fake news, because you can do some fake news and so many clicks, people click on it and have those Google ads and whatnot. They're making money off of it. They don't care who it damages or anything. And this is, it's getting ridiculous. Like, you don't really know, did Trump pee in the bed with those prostitutes in Russia? Or is it fake? Is it real? You don't know anymore. This is where we're getting to. This is why I'm telling y'all, you have to govern yourself. You can't be like, oh, listen, this is not the worst that's happened, especially for minorities. This is not the worst for us. I mean, you know what I mean? Come on. If we went through Reagan and we went through all the other, you know, BS for years and years, and Jim Crow, you know, like, this is not the worst. So let's not make it the worst. But what we can do is make ourselves the best. This ought to be something that we ought to be able to reflect and look within. You know what I'm saying? It has to be that time to do that. So, well, as we recording this, MLK weekend is here. And have you noticed there's a lot of businesses open on MLK Day now?
Yeah. Is it a real holiday? I mean, I guess it is, but I don't think a lot of people... Banks ain't open, are they?
Schools are not open. I don't believe banks are. But every other individual business... Well, now I guess so. I don't know. There's a lot of people closed during Columbus Day and
no.
President's Day.
No.
Well, I guess they say, well, we ain't closing there. We're not closing. I see a little disrespectful. So, I had a lady tell me, hey, give me a call back Monday. And I told her, nah, that's a holiday. I'm not going to disrespect that man's holiday like that. She was like, oh, I understand, you know. Like, so I call you Tuesday. Matter of fact, I got a maid coming. I got a maid coming to my house Monday. I forgot it was more, but I had made this call. I need to call him and tell him, like, yo, I don't know. It might be kind of cool, because if you think about it, the maid company that's coming to clean is white. So in a way, it might be like, yo, it's a whole new look. I can just sit here and sip on some wine while she's sweeping and mopping the floor around me. I mean, but you know, she is getting paid. But so then again,
You said you walking behind this nigga, we shall overcome.
Nah, man. Nah, I'm not going to do nothing like that. That'd be too. But, you know, man, nowadays everybody's, you know, trying to do the best they can, trying to be entrepreneurs. And I think this is what you're going to see a lot of people turn within, because now with Uber and Lyft and, you know, different people starting to want to cater, and you know, I think that's where it's gonna come to, man. You can't expect, you know, people looking for jobs now. You know, you have people. That's why they got Trump in. Well, we're looking for jobs. We need more jobs. Create a job. create yourself a job. You know? I mean, we have Herbbox here. We created this. We created this because we see it as a space for, you know, smoking etiquette is not really being taught. What we have is Cheech and Chong, Method Man and Red Man, Snoop. There's no etiquette. I mean, that's cool. That's fine. And Wiz Khalifa. That's just cool to see that. But we've yet to see, you know what I'm saying, a professional smoke. Like, Barack was open. Say, yeah, I used to smoke weed. Did a little cocaine. You know, I was going through a phase. But I still believe he smokes a little weed. I don't want to put that. I think he does. He still smokes cigarettes. Probably. You know, and I don't know how to, you know. I was tripped out. I have a picture with Martin Luther King. He smoked cigarettes. Martin Luther King Jr. I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah, I got a picture of that. And I was like, that's exactly what I said. Damn, he smoked cigarettes? Well, yeah, he smoked cigarettes. So who's to say that maybe, you know, did a little...
Really?
I don't know. Nah, he probably didn't do that. That was probably against the law. And man, I'm not... But I think smoking tobacco is way, to me, worse than smoking weed. What you think?
As far as the... I mean, there's probably more harmful effects. There are more harmful effects,
right,
from smoking tobacco.
It's got to be. It absolutely has to be.
There's more poisonous.
It has to be.
You want to talk about the elements in there that are detrimental to your health. Yeah.
Right.
Tobacco.
And it goes through so many hands. Let's say, and that's why I'm going back. I'm really on a crusade. I can't say a crusade, but I can say we have growers out here. There's people growing. I would love to see the community of growers kind of just stand up, man. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you to go out here and do 9 to 10 to 15 plants. But shit, one plant. I mean, not even grow marijuana. Grow some vegetables. Spring is coming. Grow you some vegetables. Tomatoes. Hey, what did the song say? Beans, tomatoes, potatoes. So grow something. Carrots, onions, peppers, squash, watermelon, eggplant, tomatoes, beans, greens. I don't, you know, grow something. You know, discover yourself, take care of it. Because if it's a whole new, you know, year, whole new you, I hear everybody talking about working out, but I don't really hear them say, oh, I'm going to eat better. But once you grow what you eat as well, you know, I'm getting my garden together, getting it ready, getting my compost pile together, you know, having to rake leaves, having them sit there and just turn it. It turns right into dirt. It's good for mulching. Just put it right on top of my stuff. Let it work itself into the soil. Cause that's a whole new thing, man. If you, I'm telling you, if you get into gardening, you're gonna love it. And it's so simple to be organic. And you know, it's always gonna be a fight between people growing, whether organic or synthetic, you know.
Right.
It's, I don't wanna say one is faster, quicker, you can dial in, put the nutrients in there, and you can do all that stuff. But that organic, it's just nothing. I mean, come on, man. Like, for real, for real. It's a lady, she has a couple of chickens here in the city. I asked her for her, you know, chicken poop. She said, of course. She said, I use it for my garden and I still have plenty more. And I give away some all the time. Please come by. Just bring you a bucket full. I got a bucket full of it. She said, because I definitely know what I feed my chickens and I feed them, you know, real health. I just put that, you know, chicken poop right over there by South Side. I put it right on top of the lemon tree, just to sort and just let it rain. Like it rained yesterday and today, it just rained. It's just going to soak itself in. Boom.
It rained? Oh, yeah, it did rain.
Yeah.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right. So it just soaks itself in. And so, you know, I just keep on, boom. My peppers, you see them out there now. This is wintertime. But I've been bringing them in and out. I'm feeding the soil. I'm making sure that bacteria, it's good. But, you know, I know y'all might have turned off by now, but, you know, if you're still on, you know, cool.
about to turn back over.
Yeah, I turn back up, you know. So, talking about chicken poop and whatnot. But hey, we're going to take a little smoke break, a little music break. Man, it's a lot of music. Have you been been listening to a lot of the music here lately?
Lately, J. Cole.
Man, went gold, man.
Gambino.
You know, he went a whole new route, man. This last album.
J. Cole?
No.
Childish Gambino?
Yeah. He went a whole new route.
They sleeping on him, bro. They are definitely sleeping.
Well, he's a talented dude. I mean, come on, man. The win that, yeah, you know, I salute him for winning that Golden Globe for Atlanta. That was hands down. That's a good show.
I never actually got into it, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you haven't got to see? Hey, man, nowadays, don't worry about it, because you know you can always Netflix. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. They got some good stuff on Netflix, too. All right, but we're going to take them to the music, right?
Yeah. We're going to get on.
My mind's filled with mind feels. The ashes fall, the wine spills. The world stops, drops and rolls. It's judgment day or fire drill. Yeah, I pour out my heart, have a drink. They say the drunk never lie, they ain't never lying. Yeah, my country, tis of thee. Sweet land of kill 'em all and let 'em die. God bless America, this old godless America. Heard tomorrow ain't promised today. The end of time is like an hour away. Damn, military minded, lost it, can't find it. The stars on the flag are never shining. I saw a butterfly in hell today. Will I die or go to jail today? Cause I live by the sword, I'm dying by the sword. Her police was looking for me, I'ma hide by a broad. Shooting stars in my pocket, bitch sit on my rocket. I'm wired out the socket, but still shocking. Everybody wanna tell me what I need. You can play a role in my life but not the lead. If there's food for thought, then I'm guilty of greed. Mama said, take what you want, I took heed, yeah.
Dude, all right, little throwback right there with Boy Wayne.
Blame that one on me if you want to.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I like that. I like the little thing. Needed it. Right on. Needed it. So, Herbox, HERBBOXX.com. You know, where you can get a lot of new boxes coming, man. The hemp box is definitely coming. I'm working out something, man, with Trinidad, Canada, Feed Your Head Smoke Shop and Lounge. Would like to feature your herb box. They dig it. Yeah. So we working out something. They want to have the box and brand it. I don't have no problem with that, you know. And so we just trying to get the numbers correctly. And I hope it goes well, man. And I hope, I was asking the young lady the other day, we was talking about my box and everything, and I was showing her, about it and everything. And she was like, yeah, and she, right in front of me now, she goes, pulls out her phone and starts searching. She said, yeah, I seen a box kind of similar to yours. Oh, like this one, the stash box. Now, I'm gonna be a gentleman. I said, well, first of all, I'm not stashing anything. I own my own home. I pay taxes. I'm a businessman. You know, I'm not gonna have to stash anything. If I'm at the age I am now, I'm not stashing nothing. So
but you got to hide.
It's nothing. I have nothing to hide. I'm not ashamed of anything. So if that's what you want to do, then, like, lady, by all means, if you want to get a box, it's called Stash Box. That's your stash. This is not my stash. This is medicine. This is recreational. You know, this is marijuana. Call it what it is. This is marijuana. Let's. What are we stashing for? What are we hiding for? You know, well, we got to put a lock on that. I remember one of the podcasts I was trying to do advertising on his show. Now he tells me, now we're not trying to do advertising. We stay away from that. We're just wanting people to do Patreon to donate. Now I see them doing advertising from headphones. But he gonna tell me, I like your box, but it needs a lock on it. I said, man, if you're a grown man, what you need a lock on your box? Like, who? What type of friends you have coming over to your house that you have to lock up stuff? Yeah. If you have kids, you need to sit down and have that conversation with them. You know, and it's this is what we're seeing. We need to have. What you gonna do? Start hiding from your kids and smoking and. You know,
oh, well, I thought that's what you were saying for the lock for.
Nah, that's what he wanted. He said it should be a lock on. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if you need to have a lock on and your kids is rambling through your stuff, you know, you need to either not have it, or two, you need to sit down and let them know that, like, this is dad's medicine. This is not for you to touch. I don't want you going in here, you know. Well, however you govern your own kids, I don't, you know, maybe you want a lock. People have a lock. We don't do mine. Mine's is upscale. That you can have it out. It's nice. It's for a different crowd. For people who want some mustache, hide. They want to have a box that looks like a book.
Yeah.
You know, that if you want to do all that, grown dude, it's just lame and corny to me. And so I asked, I said, so what do you use? Oh, I used to use a cigarette. What's that?
You good? It's not.
Oh, right. She used a cigar box with some spice jars that she got from Trader Joe's. Like, she used a spice and then cleaned them out. And I was like, this box comes with a jar. I already sealed in a clamp. Nice. Got me tongue-tied. Got me upset. Nice, exquisite, stylish, you know, box. So, you know, if you're going to have top shelf, you might as well have something sitting in it at top shelf. And it's just, as they say in New York, facts. Everybody with facts. I was like, okay, man, whatever. So that's what that is, all right? So speaking of New York and whatnot, we just had Giants got knocked off. Look like the Knicks are not doing too good. Derrick Rose had family issues, just left. And, you know, basketball is about to kick up. You know, this is kind of the good time when you can sit back and really get into the sports, because it's kind of on the, we're really getting down to the Super Bowl. You know, you get into your basketball time, and then I cannot wait till Ice Cube has this 3-on-3 league with the old veterans. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah. In the summertime, he's going to have a basketball league for the veterans. 3-on-3, but you know, to see the old retired veterans get back out there, you know, and do a 3-on-3, that is good. I wouldn't mind seeing that, and I wouldn't even mind seeing, like, if he just don't just do basketball players, do some football players, do some baseball players. You know what I'm saying?
Switch it up.
Yeah, I mean, let them jump in there too, because they all played in high school at some time. You know what I mean? Dual sports players, you know, and so. Some of them still probably nice with it, you know, so that's going to be real cool right there, man. I'm going to dig that. Another thing, man, if we, you know, we all seeing new year, new me, we got to get our finances in order. That's, you know, that's definitely, man. And I'm going to tell y'all, check out nerdwallet.com. Now, I did not know, once I started combing through my bank, and I do not like, I'm paying for checking. I did not know this until I combed through it. And it was like, I said, well, I got to go. I'm bouncing. So I'm picked out a new, they got some online banks. Just strictly, they online. They, I mean, they still function. They just don't have a brick and mortar setting. Simple Bank is one. It's got a 4.0 out of 5. 360 Capital One. Now, they do have a brick and mortar stay right here in Dallas, right there on Northwest Highway. So, and they in some other cities, and but they charge, dig this, for your withdrawal fee, instead of charging $33 and $35 at most, they only charge 11% of what you went over.
Okay.
That ain't bad, is it?
Which bank is this?
Capital One. Okay. Yeah, yeah, man. It's 360 online, and you can have unlimited savings. So let's say you want to have four different saving accounts, like one for vacation, one for emergency fund, one for college fund for your kids, and another one for investment. So you can say, hey, man, put, you know, $100. I'm going to put 20 here, 10 here, you know, 40 here. And then the rest, you know, and the other one. You can have unlimited, basically. So I thought that was cool. So I'm going to go check them out. Again, on Tuesday, they're not going to be open Monday. We just talked about it. Even if it is, I'm not going to go.
Right.
I respect the man's holiday. So yeah, that's the new thing, man. We got to be in. So in cannabis, now they got it on the stock exchange, man. So you really invest in, man. And I got my thing open up at Fidelity. You know, starting to look at a couple of stocks and see some mutual funds and, you know, get your credit score up and, you know, sit back and, you know, while you were smoking, you think about these things. Like, okay, what I need to improve on, what I need to do, you know, go finance. Let me get the credit score up. Let me start saving a little bit, you know. So it goes back to the same thing, but, you know, growing your own and like, I'm not going to eat out. Although, you know what I did the other night?
Yeah.
And I woke up. I woke up hungry, right? I was like, man, you know, I did not want to cook anything. I was like, man, I want something. I had a taste for something. And L, I don't know what made me do this. It is 3:17 in the morning. I said, man, I'm gonna call Lyft. I just nah, they not gonna be. So I just put it in to see who's close by the area to pick me up. That thing went bring. 4 minutes, car, and showed the car like right around the corner from my house. I was like, oh, let me hurry. I had to hurry up, put on some pants, and what's that?
I hear you.
Huh?
No, that's my phone is hooked up auxiliary.
Oh, okay. Can they hear that?
No, it's not recording.
Ah, yeah. Should have knocked it in there. But anyway, so I called Lyft and, I shot on down there to Denny's right quick. I mean, some egg whites, steak, just, you know, was nobody in there but me. I just wanted to eat and just turned around and left. And just like, man, you know what? That was all right. I had a taste for that. I just did not feel like cooking anything. But I said, you know what? Then I ran out of protein bars. That's why I told you to stop by before we get there to get these protein bars. Because I was out. Because usually I just see my protein bars, grab me a handful of almonds or walnuts, boom, and just drink some water and just shoot right on back to bed, you know. But my body is like, boom, it'll know, like, well, we need a snack, bowl of cereal, you know, something, you know. Yeah, man, got to have it. Yeah, man, we just rambling on, so I ain't going to take up most of y'all time, man. Just want to get back onto the scene. Just welcome back. Just really cracked the mic open. Me and El, you know, hooked back up and seen each other in a minute, man. You know, it's wild to get back into the groove, man, once you go through the holidays. It seems like Christmas seems like so long ago, doesn't it?
It seems like forever.
You know what I mean? It seems like dang, Christmas was last year. Well, literally it was last year, but it seemed a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, but, so it was good to come back in, just crack it open, just to see, give something out for the holiday weekend. And, man, we got a lot of good stuff coming up, man. And I'm hoping that, you know, man, I get you all to start listening, man, and emailing. tell me what you like, what you don't like, you know. You can just get it at Herbox, H-E-R-B-B-O-X-X at gmail.com, you know. Or you just go to the website and email from the website. Listen to the podcast on the website or anywhere you do it, you know. If you listen to it now, you listen to it wherever, you know. Oh, man, we got to get the SoundCloud cracking, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to. All right, so we're going to head on out. What you got, anything?
Nah, just wishing everybody a happy new year, new you, new year, new you. So let's get it started. Let's get it popping.
Govern yourself. Let's get all tied up in, he's going to be. Govern yourself, man. Watch yourself. Take care of yourself. Do for yourself. And others. I mean, I'm not trying to be selfish, but you know, one man law gonna dictate what I want to do. Like, I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Yeah.
How I want to do it.
Make 2017 the year that you follow your heart, like you said, and also follow through, man. Y'all don't drop all your New Year's resolutions. Don't drop your hobbies. Don't drop working out. Stick it through. You ain't never gonna know what it's gonna be like.
Right. Even if you do fall off, just get back up. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you fall off February. All of February you don't do it. Who say you can't pick it back up in March? Pick it back on up. You got 12 months. Put it like this. Let your goal be at least, say, hey, I'm going to do shit. You know, you can do 6 on, 6 off. Try to do 7 on and 5 off. At least it's more than you did. You did 4 months on than you did off. Well, you can look at it. Just like he said, stick with it and, you know, just keep giving us a chance. Give everybody a chance. We're going to be there.
We in there.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Salute.
Black Beatles in the city, be back immediately to confiscate the money.
Rice girl.
You said you didn't receive what you said
Mike
you didn't
need.
That girl is a real crowd please. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like an old geese. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get in. Haters mad for what? To explain.
I'm a fucking black beetle, cream seats in the Regal, rocking John Lennon lenses, like to see him spread eagle. Took a bitch to the club and let a party on the table, screaming everybody's famous.
Like clockwork, I blow it all, then get some more. Get you somebody that can do both. Black beetle's got the babes belly rolling. She thinks she love me, I think she trolling. That girl is a real. Watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get in. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drinking. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee.
Came in with two girls look like strippers in their real clothes. A broke hoe can only point me to a rich hoe. A yellow bitch with green hair, a real weirdo. Black man, yellow lamb, red like dope. They say that who on them just came in through the side though. It's so much money on the floor, we buying school clothes. Why you bring a money machine to the club for? And a pint of lean, pound of weed, and a kilo. You're a stealth pest, I hate her like a rondo. I upgrade your baby mama to a condo. Like Chapo serving yayo to the gringos. Black Beetle club clothes when I say so.
That girl is a real crowd.